And here's part one of our cricket roundup for the matches from the 14th and 15th of May last weekend. Merston Magics lost by 71 runs at Lingfield in the Fuller's Brewery Surrey County League Division 1, with the hosts posting 200 for 8 as Gurpal Singh took 3 for 60 and the Merston reply amounting only to 129, Joe Shinners making 36. Merston play Roehampton this Saturday. The second team made amends in their travel bag Surrey Championship Division 5 game, scoring 180 thanks to 76 from Liam Powell, and dismissed Lingfield seconds for 115, Amir Pasha taking 3 for 16, Joe Benson 3 for 30. Merston thirds played Dorking up the ring, and Ben Baker 38 and Shaq Khan 60 helped to set a target of 173. Then Baker took 2 for 15 and Khan 3 for 34 as a youthful Dorking side were dismissed for 149. Merston fours squeezed out a 9 runs victory against Dorking at West Humble, making 162. Will Pryor 54 not out, bowling Dorking out for 153, John Coleman taking 3 for 25. In the Fuller's Brewery Surrey County League, Hawley firsts made 144 against Effingham, Angus Kirk scoring a patient 44, but Effingham won by 8 wickets. In spite of John Renfrew's 44 runs, Hawley's seconds lost by 9 wickets to Caterham, who overhauled Hawley's 134 inside 38 overs. Next Saturday, Hawley ones are at Woodmanstone in the league, the twos are at home versus Old Paulines. On Sunday, Hawley were eliminated from this year's Fuller's Brewery County League Cup by Wandgas, replying with 155 to a score of 215 for 6. Guy Derham was Hawley's best bowler with 2 for 51. Brother Regan, Will Smith and Joey Brickwood each made 30 runs. Hawley Sunday Strollers beat Godstone Green, surpassing their 129 target. Michael Kane took 3 for 22. The Strollers won by 8 wickets. Russell Godfrey 39 not out. Dave Reid 50 retired out. And in Surrey Downs 1, South Nutfield went down against Tadworth by 37 runs. Tadworth 215 for 9 and South 178 for 8. Jack Bellis, 45, and for South, Samir Acharya took 5 wickets for 35 runs. This Saturday, South are at Salford's. And we're welcoming two new clubs to our cricket roundup for last weekend, 14th, 15th of May. And those two new clubs are Salford's and Outwood. In Surrey Downs Division 1, Salford's firsts came away empty-handed from Old Woking, who posted 225 for 5, then took 4 wickets in 5 overs as the Salford's reply faltered in spite of Khan's 64 and 48 from Robbie Besley. Salford's closed on 206 for 8 to lose by 19 runs. In Surrey Downs Division 2, Salford's seconds defended 149 against Headley Old Freemans and ended up losing by 3 wickets in spite of Tony Palmer taking 6 for 30. Sunday saw Danny Besley make 63 and Robbie Besley 52 not out, as Salford's reached 178 for 6 against Richmond Nomads, and Danny Besley was at it again with the ball, taking 4 wickets in 3 overs to see Salford's home by 29 runs. And Salford's host South Nutfield in the coming week. Outwood faced Chipbourne in the Kent Village League First Division. They took 9 wickets, Jason Goulding 3 for 62 and Neil Hookway 3 for 68, but ended up being set a formidable 289 in 40 overs. And Outwood finished 130 all out in spite of Duncan Alger's 29. In the Kent Village League Division 5, Outwood seconds managed only 67 against Betcham and lost by 9 wickets. On Sunday, Hartfield scored 206 for 6 against the Outwood Miller men, who replied with 141 all out. And the women's T20 against South Nutfield was a close-run thing. South posted 132 for 6, and Outwood's Supermares fell 15 runs short on 117 for 3. Top dogs in the Premier Division of the Surrey Championship, that's Reigate Priory, made 271 at Park Lane against Guildford, running out winners by 25 runs as the visitors were contained to 246 for 7. Scriven made 62, Ali Raja 48, Craig Kachopa 43 and Simon King 27. And then Richard Stevens and Simon King turned out pick of the bowlers, with Andrew Delmont and Ben Shaw going well at the death to see Priory top of the table with 2 wins from 2. This Saturday the Llamas are at Wimbledon. And finally, back at Merston, the club hosts the 7th annual Matthew Lewis Memorial Shield match this Sunday against Mogadore Wanderers. Matt played for both clubs with his brother Joe until Matt died of a heart attack aged just 41 in 2009. His father, Alan, vice president, life member, former chairman of Merston. The match starts at Quality Street, 2 p.m. If you'd like your cricket results and roundup on the air on a Wednesday afternoon with Susie 103.4, please feel free to get in touch with me, david.jay, J-A-Y. at Susie Radio. cricketroundup.com.